That's where art's money goes. In his lungs. And sometimes up his nose. When troubled times begin to bother him, he takes a toke and Art Webb's cares go up in smoke. Come on, let's go get high.
Mike's on. He's ready to go on the Fan. New York Sports Radio. Mike's on. Mike's on. He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francesca on the Fan. Sports Radio 66 WFAN. Hey, Tom, it's Mike Francesca.
Mike, how are you?
Good, good. I want you to know that I'm calling you about my old partner, Chris Mad Dog Russo.
Yes.
I've heard he's been calling your show, and I thought I'd let you know the real reason that Mad Dog left WFAN. The real reason that the Fan didn't extend Mad Dog's contract was that he kept using the same material over and over in every broadcast. It got so bad that my ears started ringing, Tom. I mean, Tom. You know, it's one thing if you're a singer. If you're Billy Joel, you can sing the same songs every concert. Pressure, The Stranger, Steve's from an Italian Restaurant, Piano Man.
You're not really a broadcaster anymore. More of a digital pioneer.
You're creating a new industry that hadn't existed before.
You're doing it right, buddy. There's finally something to listen to on the way home from work.
We're the new normal. We believe.
The new normal.
We believe this is the way it's going to be going forward. I didn't want to give up a month. Always said, I do this for the month. You know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hello, Sue. How you doing, man?
Who's this?
This is Evan from Ventura. I want to thank you for so much for calling Romo a fag. Thank you. I just want to say thank you, bro.
Oh, you're welcome.
I don't know. I've been listening for about 2 weeks now.
How are you liking it?
Oh, it's great. It's so much better. It's so much better, and it's so great that you're on your own.
Many of you who lost your jobs in the shitty economy, many of you have had the axe put in your back. Many of you are looking for another way to go. I myself am on a journey here. I still don't know if I'll make enough money to make this thing work. I don't know. Well, here's the guy who called in and talked to Frank Kramer this morning. His name is Mike in Orange County. Mike, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going okay. Tell me your story. How did it go?
All right, man. I was, I got to work early, you know, and I was,
Awesome story, dude.
Fabulous.
Put that on the
best of CD for the year.
I just marked it.
Why are you doing this to me?
I love you.
I thought you loved me.
Mm-hmm.
Ganja Public Ingesters at 866-866-GROW. Now maybe you have bong water damage, roach and cherry burn damage in your carpet, impact damage from Art's face plant onto your wood floor. Let an expert make sure you get exactly what you deserve.
Haro, this is Wade and the Jaden's father.
Haro.
A.K.A. Uncle Gasoline Truck.
Yes.
How do you expose an Atarian faggot?
I don't know.
You call in and you keep saying the gay jokes about him. Hey, Dino.
Yes, sir.
Knock, knock.
Who there?
Fuck you, faggot. Goodbye. This is Wade.
Dad, do you copy?
No.
No, okay, anyway. Dad, what an 80-year-old woman has between her teeth, 20-year-old woman don't have. Over.
I don't know.
The belly bottom. Bye. Goodbye. Thank you.
Every moment is a chance to unite. Every moment is a chance to defy. Every moment is a chance to succeed. A chance to dream. A chance to work together and make that dream a reality. It's the beginning of a new dawn. This is backstage like is. Listen live to the Tom Likas Show. Tell all the trolls to go fuck themselves. I don't need you telling me how to run my commercials. Fuck you! Get a behind the scenes look at the Gary and Dino Show. What do you think about that, Gary? Yeah, you're right. Matthew Taylor is a loser. Go backstage and watch that ugly ginger Art Webb make a stupid new normal music promo. See that lizard. Watch the interview between Tom Likas and that divorced attorney, Adam Sachs. What do you think about that, Adam? I'm telling you, Tom. I'm telling you, the woman, it's scandalous. It's unbelievable how scandalous they are. These are the moments yet to be seen, emotions that are yet to be felt, and stories that are yet to be told. I'm not gay. This is Backstage Likas.
This is the Tom Likas Show.
What the hell is that shit?
Now, from the new normal studios in Burbank.
You dick.
Tom Likas.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. From the new normal studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24/7. At blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand at premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Thank you for tuning in. Another Friday Tom Likas Show, and it's another edition of WAP, Wide Open Phones, where anything goes, anything at all. We can talk about anything that is on your mind. It could be anything we discussed on the program this week. It could be anything you think we should have talked about that we didn't. Call in, yell, scream, complain, jump up and down. It's all fair game as long as you are absolutely fascinated. Because if you're not, we kick your ass the hell off the telephone. It's that simple. Now, if you'd like to get in, and by the way, we're trending on TuneIn like crazy. I don't know what's going on. Something's in the air. More people are listening than ever. I just did a little research in our database, and I found out that our audience is up 14% since September. Our monthly audience is up 14%. That is huge. Yes. And somebody told me the number over at KLOS in the morning. Are you ready? The station overall is a 1.7. We announced that already. But it appears the morning show may be as low as a 1.5. Oh, my, oh, my. So get that country music warmed up. You're not going to be tolerating that for long. I'll tell you what. Unbelievable. That's right. Get ready for the new KLOS morning show. And maybe they could drag Peter Tilden down the hall to do that. Since he did KZLA all those years. What do you think?
Yeah!
Won't that be exciting? Or maybe they could just get Heidi and Frank to, you know, double up on the Dwight Yoakam. Oh, yeah. Won't that be fun? What a hip morning show that'll be. Like this is a hip morning show. I love it. I do. So, anyway. Just, I thought I'd mention that because there was so much response to the Heidi and Frank contest on Facebook. And I'm waiting to hear from the winner with the MP3. Come on, step it up. I want to pay you. And you know who you are. Just send it in and let's go. So here's our telephone number on Wide Open Phones. You can talk to me about anything that's on your mind, anything at all. Just call this number. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-TOM. You can dial me right now. And you know, it works on the Friday edition of Wide Open Phones, which we call WAP. We stay here until every call is taken. So if you keep calling, we'll keep going. And there's always something new we could talk about. The last few Fridays, the phones have been insane. So we're ready for you. 901-3000-866 is our telephone number. Kirk in Royal Oak, Michigan. You're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Kirk.
Hey, you've been talking a lot about the Monte Teo story and hoax dating, and I've been wanting to call in. I haven't had a chance to, but I have a friend who works at a national park in Alaska.
Right.
And he was telling me one day about how he was bored, and he asked the management there if there was any, like, urban legends, like hauntings or monsters or ghosts. And they said, no, but there is Ranger Nightwolf. He's like, what's Ranger Nightwolf? And I guess every once in a while, there will be some random woman who goes there, which is a long, it's expensive. He has to fly all the way into Alaska and drive 3 hours to this national park just to get there. And they claim that they're Ranger Nightwolf's girlfriend, that they were his fiance, that they were his significant other. And every time they have to tell him, yeah, there's no one ever has worked here who is named Ranger Nightwolf. He doesn't exist. They have to pull out this big folder or file full of, like, printed emails and stuff. And I guess what's going on is there's this guy out there, they don't know who it is, who claims he's Ranger Nightwolf, who engages these women on dating websites. And he says he wants to marry them, that he's in love with them, and he'll talk with them for months and months on end, get them really hooked. And then one day he'll use a different email address and send them a fake story about how Ranger Nightwolf died in a, like, some tragic climbing accident. And so these women, they buy into it, and then they go all the way out there to pay their respects just to find out that this guy doesn't even exist.
Oh, I love that. Well, you know, chicks fall for these stupid vampire movies. God only knows what, but they do. And so it's clear they want to be bullshitted to. And by the way, that's why the social networking is so great, because you can be anybody, you can say anything, and they eat that shit up. They eat it up.
Yeah, I love it. That's all I had to say, though. Can you take me out Dick Clark style?
Dick Clark style, I certainly can.
And now, the big moment we've been waiting for. Let's count down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's just like radio, except the asshole who runs it is on the air. 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Hey, P1s, our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the New Normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything, even groceries, at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com.
Weekends at New Normal Rock. Newer, faster, harder rock 24-7. Sunday, it's the Dale Fort 100. 7 p.m. Pacific. 100 minutes of hand-picked, ass-kicking hard rock. Followed at 9 by the legendary Eddie Trunk and Eddie Trunk Rock. Your weekend just grew some big old balls.
Rock. You guys know I'm here to help you get laid, to help you with your money, keep you focused on achieving your dreams. Well, long-time listener, and now one of our newest advertisers, Skip LaCour, is the man who can help you get in shape, build some muscle, lose that body fat, get healthier, and have more energy. It's Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, the highest quality and most effective sports nutrition and bodybuilding supplements on the market. In fact, Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition was nominated for New Brand of the Year in 2012 on bodybuilding.com, the world's number one online retailer of nutritional supplements in the world. The new year's here, and now is the time to finally take control. Go to this special website, Tom, www.massmachinenutrition.com and download free of charge an ebook and a 1-hour audio teaching that guides you through effectively and efficiently getting your body in shape. Skip is a 6-time national championship bodybuilder, but don't let that intimidate you. He's a listener, for God's sake, and he's one of the best coaches on the planet. He's been guiding and motivating regular guys just like you to get in shape for over 25 years. Go to tom.massmachinenutrition.com. Supreme, clean, Mass Machine Nutrition. The Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, it's WAP, wide open phones here. 901-3000 Tom is our telephone number. This weekend in Southern California, it's just going to rain continuously. And by the way, I am going in tomorrow to spend an entire Saturday with my dentist under sedation. So if I am not updating Twitter and Facebook tomorrow, I may have died. Just remember. Sorry, D. But I do have to go do this. So it's tomorrow. At least it'll be a nice rainy day out there. Not missing anything. 901-3000 Tom. That is our telephone number on the Tom Likas Show. Here comes Chris. Chris is calling from the 15 Freeway. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, Chris. What's up?
Well, I was the person that called in on the other morning.
You're the guy who called on Heidi and Frank. You were getting all pissed off on Facebook today. Did you think I was going to cheat you out of your winnings?
No, I thought somebody jacked me.
No, that way, don't you know me better than that? I am going to know for sure that the winner is the winner. Now, you've got some specific proof you're not even going to name here that proves you called into KLOS. You have proof. And when I see it, I will give you the money, no doubt.
Yeah, that's great, Dad.
I'm proud of you. Now, tell me the backstory. How hard, first of all, I have to ask, how hard was it to get through to KLOS?
Well, I called once, and what happened is I got through this. Oh, no, I called once, and the screener hung up on me.
Wait. Why did the screener hang up on you?
Because I wasn't listening to the show, and I had nothing relevant.
Oh, I see.
So I turned on the show and started listening to it for like about an hour, creating a backstory. And then I tried to weave you into it, like low kind of level.
All right, so the first time you called in, you dialed in, it only took one try, and you got right through, and then they hung up on you.
Yeah.
And then the second time, how many times did you have to try to get in the second time?
One.
Well, no, you had to try at least once because you got through.
Yeah.
So you called one time the second time. There was no busy signals or anything?
Not at all.
You know, KLOS is a full-power Class C FM radio station with a full-power signal that reaches out really pretty much 75 miles in all directions. You are telling me that you called their number and you got through on the first try?
I didn't get any busy signal either time.
Wow. Unbelievable. No wonder they got a 1.5. All right, so you talked to the screener. How did this go? What happened?
Well, I tried to tie you in a little bit, so I was like, my girlfriend wants too much sex, you know?
Oh, I heard the call. I'm talking about the screener. What did the screener say to you?
The screener kind of was just like, she looked, she was like, what the hell is this guy calling in for? Like, he's a fucking retarded. And then she was like, okay, well, we'll see what we can do. And then I got put on hold, and that was it.
Which probably means they had no calls at all on hold.
And then, I had to wait for these two girls complaining about how their husbands don't want to have sex with them. And then the other one was like with their ex-husband, and they weren't kissing or some stupid shit.
Yeah. Well, have you seen the average weight of the KLOS female listener?
I didn't have to. They sound fat.
Okay, so you got on. Were you nervous when you got on? Were you watching the video? Did you have video?
Actually, I was at work.
Oh,
and I was really nervous. I was like shaking.
I love it.
I didn't, and then I tried to play it off a little bit because I don't know if they have a time delay. So I kind of played it off for like, you know, I don't know, like how, it was like 40 seconds or so. And then after they answered the question that I didn't really care about, I dropped the bomb.
Yeah. Now, you called in from work, so you couldn't see their reactions. How did you feel when you saw the video that's posted on our Facebook page, by the way? How did you feel when you saw the video?
I thought Heidi's face was the best because the other guy looked away like he was, like, happy about something. And then when her face just turned immediately to, like, pissed.
Yeah, I know.
It made me smile a lot.
Heidi's body language was interesting. Her arms were folded, and she had that very puckery face. Really pissed off.
And then they did that little thing that, you know, other people say they take pop shots at you, and she was like, make sure the check doesn't bounce. Like you're not making enough money or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't have it both ways. Either I made so much money and I was responsible for KLSX going off the air because I wouldn't take a pay cut, or I'm broke. Which is it?
I don't know.
I'm not asking you. That's a rhetorical question intended for Frank, primarily.
He's probably listening. He's probably
improved
his ratings more than they have. Because
I'll tell you what. We gave away more money on KLOS than they have. What kind of contest do they have on there? Yeah, you won two tickets to see Gary Lewis and the Playboys at Morongo.
I don't listen to that show, so I don't know what
you want. Two tickets to see what was that? The pre-Michael McDonald Doobie Brothers at the KLOS Christmas party, which was 1/3 full. I understand they couldn't give those tickets away.
It's like a bad frat party.
Oh, awful. So, the pain is over. You don't have to listen to them anymore. Once I see your MP3 and everything, you have won. I'll make sure you are paid. By the way, I even said I wouldn't pay by check if I see you in person. I will pay you in cashola.
How do I meet you in person?
We'll work that out. Once I see all your material, we're going to work that out. And then we will announce it on the show, and everybody will know that you were the one who pulled that off.
Yes, sir.
We're proud of you being the P1 like you are and calling in from work and getting in there and being nervous but pulling it off. It was fabulous.
Thank you. I appreciate your confidence.
Oh, I have confidence in you, no doubt. And in the future, Chris, we got a few other people we're going to want you to call.
All right. Let me know.
All right, Chris, I will. Hey, thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks, Dad.
Appreciate the call, son. I'll blow you up. Here you go. It's WAP 901-3000. Tom, by the way, if you have not seen Chris's handiwork, there is a video on our Facebook page. It's that Heidi and Frank video. That's him. There you go. 901-3000, Tom. That's our telephone number. Michael is calling from the 10 freeway on the Tom Likas show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, Tom?
It's going great.
All right. I just want to ask you what you think about, the Secretary of Defense opening up combat positions to women.
I can't give you a complete answer to that because I don't know if you've been paying attention. But we do not know yet if women in combat will have to have the same rigorous standards to be qualified as men. Now,
right. If
the standards are the same, I've got no problem with it. You know what? If men can be cannon fodder, so should women. But I don't want men to have stricter standards or tougher tests. You know, these people are defending our country. And it's more important that our country be defended than that we be fair about letting the little ladies in.
You know, I think you're pretty right, Tom, but just because, I'm also in the infantry, and I got 2 combat deployments under my belt. You know, I've been in combat, as hell. And I just thought, as far as I've been in the Marine Corps, they've been slowly lowering down the bar just to get more people through.
Oh, I know. I know. And by the way, I'm opposed to that, and I'm opposed to the idea that, for example, if they're going to be starting to go out there in the battlefield and tell people, you said cunt, and you're going to be suspended, or you said bitch, and we're putting you in the brig, not in favor of that. You know what? People of war, I don't want to hear this shit. And there's going to be all kinds of sexual harassment suits, and you're going to have women getting knocked up out on the battlefield, and they're going to be making exceptions. Women are going to be taking maternity leave during wars. It's insanity. You know what? If men have to be there every day, women should have to be there every day. If men have to do 300 jumping jacks at a time, women should have to do 300 jumping jacks at a time, or 1,000 pull-ups, or whatever it is. I don't want to see men having one standard for strength and endurance and women having another. Otherwise, why have any standards at all?
Yeah, yeah. So what do you think if they finally do allow this, like, you know, in the same fields and everything, shouldn't it be kind of a change that they'd have to sign up for the selective service as well? Just like all.
You bet I agree. I think if there's going to be a draft, talk about gender discrimination. You know, women have never been drafted in this country. And if women want to be equal, I'm all in favor. So the next time there is a draft, I want to see women and men drafted together. You know what? If women were drafted, that would reduce your odds by half of having to serve.
Right. That'd be...
Throw somebody's fat cousin in there rather than you. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Just, you know, I also thought, because, you know, like, they always say that, you know, women's bodies are just not built for this. Because, you know, like, the time I've been in, you know, it's been hell in my body. I got friends that are just broken down pretty bad. And just, you know, like, I don't think women's bodies are capable of actually handling some of these jobs.
Well, I think it depends on who they are. I'm sure there are some lesbians who are in good shape, who have the mental fortitude and the physique to go in there and get the job done.
Right? Yeah, I can see that happening too. And, you know, like, I've seen some Marines as well. Like, some of them just out of shape. And it kind of makes me sick, you know, like, this guy's also defending me. And this guy's been in combat too. And, like, if there was a woman that could actually replace them, that's actually, you know, in shape and does her job well,
right,
then, you know, I'm all for it.
Right. Well, that's what I say. But you know what's going to happen. They're going to say that the little ladies, you know, they can't pass that tough physical that the men have to pass, and it would be unfair to make them. So then they'll, you know, this is all about being fair. This has nothing to do with defending the country. And you see, for me, the military's first mission has to be defending the country, not being fair. Being fair is not their mission.
Right. You know, because still, even how they say that, you know, they're fair and they get exposed to the same things, but it's completely off. They don't get exposed to half the stuff we have to do, and they still get away with a lot of the physical requirements. Like, they recently made them have to do pull-ups. They only have to do 8 pull-ups versus the males that have to do at least 20 for a perfect
Well, that's what I'm talking about. That's outrageous. So the reason I haven't gotten into the women in combat thing is because if everything's equal, I'm totally in favor of that. Because I'm tired of women demanding equality and then being very quiet when it comes to fighting combat or being drafted or any of a number of other things that women get to not have to do.
Right. Hopefully it does get fixed up like that. But, you know, just, I feel like, you know, they're just doing this out of the whole women's rights, and they deserve the opportunities to serve in combat. Like, getting shot's not going to be a great thing. It's nothing to be proud of. And, you know, there's some people that do it selflessly, and this is just kind of seems a little selfish.
Well, I would have absolutely no problem. You know, if men are getting shot, then why shouldn't women get shot?
Right.
I'm waiting for the first breast implant to explode. You know that's going to happen.
That'd be good to see.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, well, thanks, Tom. Can you take me out with a thank you, Jesus, and a bonnet?
Yes, I can. Here you go, Michael.
Thank you, Jesus!
901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. Now, Sue is calling in from Madison, Wisconsin, a place I have not only been... that's the first place when I had a syndicated show with Westwood One. That's the first place we went on the road to do a show. Hey, Sue!
How's it going? I do care.
Well, I'm doing great. Yeah, you know, when I was there, I stayed at the world famous Madison Radisson.
Oh.
Which, of course, when Dean's called many times, when you call, they say, thank you for calling the Madison Radisson.
I've never been there.
Yes.
Check it out.
Did you ever notice there was something weird about a place called the Madison Radisson?
Sounds kind of, well, what else are you going to call it? I mean, you know.
Well, you just call it the Radisson.
Yeah. Oh, just call it the Radisson.
The Radisson. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, that would make sense.
Madison, Radisson. What can I do for you, Sue?
Well, okay, Tom. Normally, I listen to WLS AM radio out of Chicago from 2 to 6. But
their entire air staff died, didn't they? Or they had brain surgery? What was going on there? Didn't they, lose half their staff?
Yeah, Don Wade had a brain tumor. Another fellow, Jake Hartford, just died. And
what a great Hayes format was, that is. It's all death all the time.
Yeah, Drew Hayes just left there, right?
Yeah, Drew Hayes is an old friend of mine, and he just arrived here in Los Angeles.
Well, I think he came from WLS.
Yeah, well, that's where he has been the last couple of years.
And they just announced today at 5 that the Rokan show, which is on from 2 to 6, is only going to be on from 2 to 5.
Ooh, what are they putting on at 5?
Some sports pregame show.
Oh, don't they have, did they pick up the Blackhawks or something?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. I know they do some Notre Dame games.
Oh, boy.
Ro has been on that show for, the four-hour period for years.
Yes.
Now they're cutting that back. But the good news is that I don't have to have a conflict now. I can just tune you in at 5 o'clock, and it doesn't cut into the other show.
Nice.
Yeah. So.
Sounds good to me.
It's going to work out. That's all I wanted to tell you.
Now, wait, let me ask you this. Do you also listen to WGN? Does
no.
WGN come in Madison?
No. I listen to WLS over the internet. Otherwise, I wouldn't get it. I mean, I get it in the car a little bit. It's real fuzzy. I don't get WGN up here at all. I don't know anybody that, in my age range that listens to WGN anyhow. That's a little older, I think.
Well, but now they got Johnny Brandmeier doing the morning show over there, and they got Gary Meyer. Did you know about that?
Gary Meyer, yeah. I didn't know exactly where he was, but, he doesn't
Look
put on
this.
The best show.
I have to tell people in the Midwest where all the radio personalities are.
Yeah.
Are you from Chicago, or are you from Wisconsin?
No, I'm originally from Chicago suburbs, and then I moved up here about 11 years ago.
Nice.
So, and I'm way out in the country. I have satellite internet, and otherwise I wouldn't have internet at all.
Now, Sue, how did you find the Tom Likas show out there in the middle of nowhere?
Strangely enough, a guy I met on the internet through Google Hangouts. He's from Vancouver. He said, you should listen to this Tom Likas. And I'm like, who's he? But I have heard you. Your name is familiar. I have heard you fill in for other people over the years.
Well, back when you lived in Chicago, I used to fill in at The Loop.
Okay.
So I used to fill in for Brandmeier and for Steve Dahl and for Kevin Matthews.
Yeah, Steve Dahl's doing podcasts now.
He's got his own
podcast network, but he doesn't do anything live like this.
That's right. Very few people are doing this.
Yeah, well, it's fantastic. I look forward to it every day.
I'm glad you like it. We were on the radio in Madison for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
We did a broadcast from the university that was simulcast live on the local public television network in Wisconsin. And while I was doing the show, some guy came up on stage and handed me a joint on live television.
Oh, my God.
It's exactly what we needed to have happen. It got a big roar from the crowd.
Oh, my. Well, yeah, there's some of that around here,
Yeah.
We have Weed Fest every year in Madison.
When's the last time you smoked weed, Sue?
About 5 minutes ago.
There we go.
Yeah.
Nice. We are finding our target demographic all over the world. It's great.
Yeah. A lot of people I met on the internet smoke weed. More of them do than don't.
That's why they have so much time to be on the internet.
That's right.
They can't get up from their chair.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
All right. Well, Arthur Webb over here, he's got four bongs right here in the studio.
Oh,
four.
My.
I will say that two of those are Gary's.
But they're sitting next to you, amazingly enough, not Gary.
Yeah, but they're kind of busted. We got to fix them up a little bit. That's why they're here. They're fixer-uppers.
Well, we know where to send them to get that kind of, at least you got the connections to get that done,
yeah,
I'm sure.
They're in the garage. I brought a vaporizer yesterday that I've been sitting here kind of.
Really?
This hose that I've been.
You're not using Vicks VapoRub with that, are you?
No. Oh. This is an entirely different concept.
Understood.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to go back to that now.
Well, Sue, we're thrilled to have you. Do you know anyone else who listens besides that guy you met in a Google Hangout?
Well, some other... I'm, you know, trying to turn people on to you. I've been telling people and all my male friends that I have, you know, from over the years, when I talk to them, I mention your name and tell them how to find you. But I don't have any friends close to me that listen to you yet. But
there's work to be done. So. Huh?
I told my sister. She's in, you know, outside Chicago. So I think she tunes in occasionally, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love it.
Spread the word.
Well, Sue, you can call in here anytime.
Well, thanks.
Man, we love hearing from you and getting a report on WLS. So have they found living bodies to replace the dead or replace the...
I don't know, but they sure took a hit.
My goodness. That's more than a hit. You know, Heidi and Frank took a hit at KLOS, but, you know, you lose one person to brain cancer and the other person just dies suddenly.
Yeah.
It's going to put a crimp in the numbers.
Exactly, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to fill it in with, but, you know, who's going to be there. But
maybe they can put Geraldo Rivera on.
That's an idea.
Geraldo's doing great here in L.A., by the way. Fantastic.
Huh. I haven't heard his voice in years.
Neither have most of the people in Los Angeles. And his show is on here.
Yeah.
By the way, you know what happened? He actually, he was looking for listeners. He went to Al Capone's vault.
Yeah, exactly.
And he found the entire audience in there.
Oh, my. Very good.
All right, Sue, it's been a little pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Now, speaking of talking to people internationally and all over the world, let's say hi to Ricardo. Ricardo is in, how do I pronounce that city in Japan, Ricardo?
It's Shinjuku, Japan.
Shinjuku?
Right outside, It's right there, like in Tokyo, almost. But yeah, konnichiwa, Tom. It's a pleasure to speak to you, man.
I'm so glad you called in. Now, Ricardo, were you born in Japan?
Oh, no, dude. I usually call in from Long Beach, man. But me and my homeboy, we said, fuck it. Let's take a trip around the world, man.
Really?
So, instead of spending, $2,000 on some fucking ungrateful bitch. Me and my homie, we just took off. We went to fucking Bangkok. We went to Calcutta, India for a family member's wedding. This cat's Indian. And then we just came to Japan, dude.
Really? Now, how many countries have you heard our show while you've been on the road here?
Let's see. When I was in Bangkok, I was listening to your show. The hotel had Wi-Fi. When I was in Calcutta, I kept up on Facebook, and yeah, right here in Japan, dude. I mean, I've been following you, man. I mean, this is the only one link I have to home, you know?
I understand that. Because I imagine if you turn on the radio, you don't understand a word they're saying.
I don't understand the goddamn thing you're saying, dude. Yeah, but it's entertaining, though. I mean, sumo matches right here in Japan, I mean... Cool, you know, Japanese anime cartoons, that's cool too, but I don't understand what they're saying.
Right.
Cool though, you know? Tom, dude, I mean, I just, just wanted to hit you up real quick, give you a shout out right here from Shinjuku, Japan. I'm hungover as fuck, dude.
Really?
I did big last night.
It's tomorrow, yeah, right? It's Saturday. Are you Saturday morning in Japan?
Yeah, right now it's like Saturday morning, 8:37 in the morning, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna catch a flight back to LAX today, man. I'm so fucking hungover, dude. I don't know how I'm gonna make this 12-hour flight, man.
Oh man! You know what? Hair of the dog. That's how you're gonna make it back. Drink more, put yourself to sleep. You'll get here in time for a rainy rest of the weekend when you arrive, and then Super Bowl's next Sunday, so you can feel like you're back home.
Right, Tom. Yeah, dude, I mean, I just wanted to hit you up, let you know about two women that I talked to at work before I came. One of them was bitching and complaining. She makes a lot of money. She makes, I would say, anywhere from $70,000 to $80,000 a year. And she was bitching and complaining that they take a lot of money out of her taxes. And she said, it sucks how much money they need to take out of my taxes, blah, blah, blah. I need to get married and have a child, you know, so that they won't take out so much. I'm like... you know, I know bitches.
I love that mentality. That's amazing because she hasn't figured out how much it's going to cost to have a kid.
No, but I mean, her sole reason to have another child and get married is not for love and all that. It's to, you know, save some money, you know? I mean, what the fuck, you know? Fucking bitches. And then another one, she's all like, she was all sad. I got to work. She was all sad. I'm like, yo, what's up? She's like, oh, I'm just fucking thinking. I should have had a child with my ex-husband. Like, oh, really? What, you miss him or what? Like, no. I would have had like $1,000 of child support for him if I would have fucking...
Isn't that what I always tell you guys? Isn't that what I always say?
Yeah. Exactly, Tom. Exactly. You know, these bitches, they just, they're in it for the money. You know, they fucking bullshit. Like, oh, I just want to fall in love and, you know, house with a white picket fence and be happy. No, they just want the fucking guy's money, dude. I'm like, man, I'm so fucking glad I'm spending, you know, my hard-earned money on myself and not on some fucking ungrateful bitch.
Exactly right.
Tom, could you please take me out with the, I've been with the women from around the world, followed by a Mexican style, followed by a gracias.
I certainly can. I have been with women from around the world.
Gracias.
Brutal honesty is just a phone call away. Attorneys are standing by. 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Check this out. Our P1, Johnny Weiss, has got a way for you to start the new year off right with a well-deserved, affordable vacation. Just go to bargaintravels.biz and click on A Life of Adventure for a quick presentation. Destinations include Caribbean cruises, Hawaii, Europe, even Africa and Asia at prices you won't believe. It's bargaintravels.biz, or click through on our sponsors page at blowmeuptom.com. You can also call Johnny directly at 602-509-0902, and he'll answer all your questions. Got that number? 602-509-0902. Get away this winter with bargaintravels.biz. Trips are subject to availability, so don't wait. It's bargaintravels.biz.
Outer space, the cosmos, a vapid, infinite-reaching notion, completely devoid of all sound vibration, even new normal music. What now? I'm trying to do a goddamn new normal music promo. What?
What in the hell?
Oh my god, dude, I'm so glad you opened the door.
Art, stop. You forgot to bring your weed.
I'm bringing you weed? You didn't bring any.
All right, well, let's pack a bowl and we'll figure this out.
No, you're not understanding the problem. We can't pack a bowl if there's no weed.
Wait a minute here. Hold on. Now, if I can somehow, in the recesses of my mind, manifest myself to come in here and warn me about the fact that I forgot weed today, I wonder...
All right, true power, Riptide Rick, taking a break from the swell.
You know, Riptide, you always show up just the right time.
Bro, I brought...
Right, I'll finish this new normal music space promo up next week right now.
Smoke a pole.
All right, Roger.
But eat that lizard, bro.
On this show, I love talking about how to save money. Well, here's one great way to save some money. If you need insurance, Costlow Insurance is the place to go to get the best deal. That's COSTLO, Costlow. Independent. Family owned and operated since 1965, big fans of our show, and they're just great people. You know, when I was having trouble getting my Tesla Model S insured, and I was having trouble, Costlow got the job done, quick, easy, total pleasure to deal with. Are you kidding? I'm so proud to be insured through Costlow. I think it's great. Now, you really should give them a call. Get a free, no-obligation quote at this number, 818-707-7711. Or visit CostlowInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Now, they represent lots of A-plus rated insurance companies, and they'll work with you to get the right protection at the right price. For property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance, it's 818-707-7711. Competitive rates for all risks, from DUIs to spotless driving records, from basic liability to comprehensive full coverage policies. Do what I did. Call 818-707-7711 or visit Costlow.com today. Costlow, COSTLO. It's the Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-866. WAP, wide open phones. From the home of the 37-year-old grandmother, Jason in Oxnard, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello?
What up, Tom?
Not much.
Hey, how about fucking motherfucking Dwight Howard? What's up with that punk, that prima donna fucking piece of shit, man? He's pissing me off, Tom. You know, Colbert goes over there and books him, and then that fool can't say shit, and he's just basically turning into a cancer of the team. I'm getting sick of this guy. If you don't want to be here, you know, Tom, just get the fuck out, because I don't even want him here, dude. Just the way he's acting, you know?
Well, I think a lot of people are feeling the way you're feeling. And, you know, there was that little... that little showdown the other day between, it was in Memphis, I believe, between Kobe and Dwight. And
yeah,
apparently Dwight did not man up.
No, he didn't. He's a punk. You know, and he's fucking, and he can't even, he has no post moves. He's complaining about the coach. Now he's taking the games. Then he taps out on the second quarter, only scores 2 points, you know, and I don't know what's this guy's deal. You know, if he doesn't want to be in LA, we don't want him here, you know. So I'm getting sick and tired of this guy's attitude and shit. It's just like, and it's pissing Kobe off. You know, you can't blame the guy for challenging him like that.
Absolutely right. You know, Kobe cares the most. Nobody cares more than Kobe. Part of the reason nobody cares more than Kobe is 34 years old. And he's going to play another year or two and then he's done. He doesn't have time for a rebuild. He doesn't have time for people to do a gut check. They got to get their act together and get it together now.
And then, you know, don't you agree? I mean, once you agree, like, if he doesn't really sign, do you really care if Dwight Howard, do you really care if Dwight Howard don't re-sign, Tom?
Well, put it this way. What I do care about is that the Lakers trade Dwight Howard by February 22nd, which I believe is the NBA trading deadline, so they can get something for him.
I heard Colin Coward say that they should trade him and get younger. He said this guy's a bust.
Well, I agree with Colin in that case, but I don't care if it's Colin or what sports guy out there back over the summer. Everybody was saying the Lakers were the team to beat, and they were wrong.
Yeah, and even predicted it too, Tom. Remember when you said that, that they were getting in five and Dwight Howard's not happy and all this bullshit, you know, D'Antoni? And here you go, man. You know, like, it's kind of funny how you, like, and I was kind of skeptical about what you were saying too about like, oh, no, they ain't gonna make it, and now it's like it's coming to foretelling, you know.
Well, I have to be honest with you. I watch every game, okay, every Laker game, 100% of them. I don't miss any of them. And in addition, I watch probably about 2/3 of the Clipper games. I watch a lot of NBA, and I have been particularly focused on it the last 5 years or so. And the Portland Trailblazers tried doing this. They tried having an all-star team. They tried under Paul Allen to buy the best team money could buy, and it was the same thing, a bunch of egos. You can't – I think it was, of all people, Mike Antoni the other day who said it. He said it's like an all-star game. everybody gets the ball. Everybody is scoring points. Nobody's playing any defense.
Yeah. But that's his fault, you know?
Well, it's partly his fault. And it's partly the fault of whoever made the decision to bring all these expensive superstars into the same team.
Isn't it called Mike D'Antoni, not Mike Antoni?
I call him Mike Antoni because there's no D. By the way, number 12 is White Howard.
White Howard, yeah. No, White Howard because he has no hops.
There you go.
Can you blow me up, Tom?
I certainly can. Nine oh one 3000 Tom is our telephone number. It's wide open phones. We call it WAP. And the show keeps going as long as your calls keep coming in. 901-3000-866. Don't stop dialing. If you get a busy signal, you just keep trying because the phones have been crazy all week long. Jonathan in Levine, Arizona, you're on the Tom Likas show. Is that the home of the accountant, Levine, Arizona? It sounds kind of like a Jewish name, Levine.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure, though.
Yes.
Yeah, long-time listener, seventh-time caller.
Thank you, Jonathan. What can I do for you?
Yeah. I was just wondering, did you ever hear back from Craig, your entertainment reporter? He was supposed to call back and give you his review on the Batman Dark Knight movie. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
No?
The Dark Knight movie now is so old. How many months ago did that come out? When was the shooting at Aurora, Colorado? It's been a while.
He called on 7-8-2008.
So 7-8-2008. You know what? That show does not stick in my mind.
he was a good caller every time he called in the show, and he was my favorite caller. And I was.
You do realize that was 5 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. I'm glad it's important to you, and but you understand, I have heard every minute of every show that I've ever done. And that's probably a lot more than you've heard. And so every single thing that happens doesn't stick out like it might for you. So you might have heard this one day, and it really resonated with you. I did probably 25 hours of new shows that week. And in a year... Yeah. In a year, I was doing at that time about 950 hours of programming. As a comparison, Oprah does 26, well, when she was doing a daily show, was doing 26 weeks of one-hour shows. So she was doing 130 hours, and I was doing 950. So it's not always so easy to remember. You know, like Jay Leno probably does about 150 hours of shows a year.
Yeah. I mean, I still listen to your podcast, like even your old ones. So, I mean, I guess that's why it's like still in my memory so easily, you know?
Yes.
So, no, I mean,
that part I do understand. In my case, again, we do so many hours every year. You know, I have callers every day, and this has been going on all the years I've been doing talk radio and now this. I've had callers every day going, you remember when I called in back about 3.5 months ago and you and I had an argument? It's like, well, no. I know you remembered it because it was the only time you called a call-in show this year. But I've been talking to callers every single day now since April 2nd with a day off here or there. So I can't remember everything that happens. But, again, if you're listening to podcasts, you have another unfair advantage, okay? To be honest with you, I rarely go back in time and listen to old shows. Mostly because I don't want to repeat what I did in the past.
Yeah, but you always had good callers back in the day, you know, like in 2008 and all that when you were on the radio.
Well, what, you think we don't have good callers now?
Well, you do, but, you know, like Sully and, all of them, they're not like the callers back in the day, you know?
Well, every generation of the show has its callers, has its little mini superstars. Every generation of the show has bits, and sometimes we retire a bit or we don't do it so often. Sometimes we have a new bit. You know, we didn't do Be Funny on the radio. You couldn't do it on the radio.
Yeah.
So evolution is part of what we do. You know, you can't do the same things forever. If you do, you die. Just ask some of the talk show hosts of the past, Michael Jackson, not the singer, the talk show host, some of the others who just refuse to evolve. If you refuse to evolve, you go away.
Yeah.
Eventually, people think they've heard everything you have to say or everything you have to do, every idea you have. And for me, it's important to keep evolving, keep doing different stuff.
Yeah. But, Craig, if you're listening, man, call in, man, because I want to hear you, bro.
Miss you, Craig.
Yeah, come back, Craig.
Yeah, it was in Austin, Texas, at Long Ridge.
Wow,
so,
a little bromance going on.
And by the way, Austin, Texas, we were only on the radio in Austin for less than 6 months.
Oh, really?
So that was a little window of opportunity.
No, he was listening on the internet, if I recall right.
Oh, okay. Well, back then, not many people heard us on the internet. Because the technology wasn't as good as it is today, and the radio stations were very slow to adapt, as you may know. But if he's out there, hopefully he will call in. Hey, thanks so much for calling us here on WAP.
Don't just sit on your ass. Sit on your ass, pick up a phone, and call Tom. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it is time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary, he's Dino.
I'm Austin, Chris.
We are brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Come back, man, come back.
This is a long-distance dedication to Chris.
Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beards. Beer Magazine. Turns out Manti Te'o was a victim of a Tui Iasosopapo tag team.
Right. Tui Sosopopapo brought in some backup. And right. This coming in the way of a young lady who is alleged to actually have made these phone calls, which is an upside. Because for about 24 hours, people thought he was talking to a dude.
Right. That would be Tina Tui Iasosopo.
Correct.
She's the sister of the dude behind the whole thing.
What is it with this family?
But we were right all along. It was definitely a chick's voice. It wasn't some dude using a voice app. Or your whole theory about the voice app.
But I did say at one point that it is possible. I had thought it might be this one particular girl, and it turned out to be actually possibly correct. Yeah. We'll just see. His attorney is sticking with the story that it was not another person. It was all him, but that could be just because this idiot wants to take the fall for everything because he's done fucked up.
Looks like your boy Dr. Phil has landed the first interview with the male version of Tui Iasosopo.
I guess his sister won't be speaking for him. But yes, Dr. Phil, one of the greatest human beings on earth. If you could just see me throw up after saying it would be a whole lot better and more effective. I am not a fan of Dr. Phil. And neither should America. Thank you.
Apparently, according to sources, the two of them sat down yesterday for several hours in Los Angeles and had a little chat.
What the hell were you doing? What were you thinking? Shut up, dude.
Come on, don't you got to know what this guy was thinking, though, right? I mean, you got to be curious.
Were you in love with that young man? Just say it. Were you in love? Of course.
There's no other explanation for this.
No.
This is too fucking weird.
Yeah. Our friend there, 2SOPOPO, he was really into the dudes.
Kim Kardashian says to Chris Humphries, not only won't I be giving you any money, but you're giving me money, motherfucker.
Pay up.
Dude. Yeah, you pay for my lawyers for this divorce. What the balls on her, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
And here's, she makes a lot of money, and it's crazy because if you make that kind of money and you were a dude, you'd be expected to pay for the whole thing.
Of course.
Think this same thing should apply right here. She makes way more money than our friend there, Chris Humphries. Way more. Well, time to pay.
Our boy should just fight and fight and fight.
Right, because he deserves it.
Talk to the professor about some, a good lawyer.
Right, and the professor ought to get after him, our friend Kanye West, too, and have a little chat with him before this thing goes down.
In Beaufort County, South Carolina, a Ridgeland man is facing charges tonight that he spied on women in the bathroom of the bank where he worked. Our boy would go to the men's room. He would erect a ladder. He'd go up into the ceiling and watch them from a hole he poked through in the women's bathroom.
Yeah, but that must have not have worked out because our friend Richard Aaron Hayes actually turned himself in.
Yeah, well,
I wonder how they figured out it was
because the guy went to the bathroom every time a chick went to the bathroom.
Oh.
It was that easy. They're like, wait a minute, anybody notice that he goes to the bathroom every time a broad goes to the bathroom?
Somebody gets up, he gets up.
Yeah. And a Ontario, Canada couple checked into a Mexico resort and thought a little something was funky. It turns out they, too, were being spied on, this time through a hole poked in the bathroom wall where some dude in, like, a maintenance closet just camped out and watched them get it on. You could see from the bathroom, so you could see them, like, in the shower and shit. And then you could see from the bathroom into the bedroom, too. So dude just had a show.
And he knows that, you know, couples staying there could have really had a nice time, and he enjoyed it, too.
Yeah, pretty damn amazing.
He avoided all the pay-per-view charges, too.
And finally, a pick alert for you. It's Kate Upton, yes, again.
No surprise.
Which magazine is this now?
Now this is called Zoo Magazine. It doesn't even matter.
No, it doesn't.
Exactly. Kate Upton leaving nothing left to the imagination because she basically almost shows it all. It's wonderful. Great job, Kate.
There you have it. Like It's 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
But of course.
Be sure to check out our podcast at GaryandDino.com. Brand new show every Friday. One up this morning. It's a beauty. GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We are back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
We've all done it. You drop your iPhone, the screen cracks. Someone spills coffee on your keyboard. You download a virus. I hate when that happens. Well, if you're in Los Angeles and that happens, you're in luck because PC Mac Tech offers same-day service for your PC, your Mac, your iPad, or your iPhone. Los Angeles-based PC Mac Tech is staffed by certified PC and Apple repair technicians. PC Mac Tech for liquid damage, cracked screens, and emergency computer repair. This has happened to all of us, right? Now, give them a call. This is the number, 818-207-8300. That's 818-207-8300. Or find them online. It's PCMacTech.net. That's PCMacTech.net.